It actually kind of flew.
Wow.
Why was it long, Brett? Why was it such a long
week? It just felt that way.
Yeah, it's not that, I mean, it's not that anything.
I usually don't feel that way, but it felt that way this week.
Nothing has to happen necessarily. It's just some weeks fly by and some weeks just seem like it took a month and a half.
But it is National Ice Cream Day, so maybe I'll partake in that later. Well, you get deals at your favorite establishments like Dairy Queen and Baskin Robbins and Carvel and wherever else.
The only deal I saw was Krispy Kreme was giving out dollar dozens.
Oh, Krispy Kreme donuts.
Yeah, you can go get a dozen Krispy Kremes today, apparently, for a dollar.
Holy crap.
Buy a dozen, get one for a dollar.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't read the fine print. They just get me with the headline.
And it's app only.
Well, you know what? Technically, you're still getting a dozen donuts for a dollar.
You're right.
I feel like I could eat a dozen Krispy Kreme. Those are very easy to eat donuts. Mm-hmm.
And then you
regret it instantly.
They melt in your mouth.
Yeah.
Literally.
So for the first time in a very long time, like probably a year and a half, they had donuts out when it was Hot 101.5's birthday, a couple weeks ago. I know. Yay, they get the horn?
They get the horn, too.
I love
just
that.
Just like Tampa did yesterday. the whole city got it yesterday.
No, yeah, lots going
just on. Just Hot 105. That's pretty good.
I came into, first of all, maybe a few weeks before that, I came in and there were chairs in the break room. And I was like, oh, my God. Like,
chairs.
They put all the chairs back. And then a couple weeks after that, then that's when I walked in Hot 105's birthday. And there were Dunkin' Donuts on the tables. You know how, like, it used to be back in the day when there'd be food on the table type of thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was happening. I was like, and I literally haven't had a donut this entire time because all I ever get my donuts is here at work when they're on the table. So I got one and I was like, this is so good.
Right. Civilization. You guys always have the best feasts sitting on the tables in the break rooms. I mean, consistently, whenever we're there, there's always like good. Like we have some food back there. It's usually something crappy to somebody left there or whatever. You guys have like really good stuff. So it's good to see you're out of the pandemic back to doing that.
We have this place by us called Duck's Donuts. You go in and they have all these crazy donuts and they make them right in front of you. So it's like you get a box of hot donuts.
Like
right?
You order exactly.
Like
what
a Krispy Kreme when they put on the hot sign type of thing. Like
I don't know. I've never been into a Krispy Kreme, but this place makes like, you know, maple bacon donuts and all this other stuff. And we had Nicole's mother was staying with us and her aunt stayed with us for one night or whatever it was. And I was out in that direction in the morning. It's like, you know what? Let me stop and get a dozen of these Duck's Donuts for everybody. They'll freak out. I couldn't get them down my face fast enough. And Brett, you would have stabbed everybody in the room.
What'd they do?
Half donuts and
quarter donuts.
Bites.
I just want a taste of this one and a taste of that one and a taste of this one.
Let me ask you this, Brett.
Is this like blueberry cheese? What is this one?
What do you do?
Is that peanut butter and jelly? Is that what this one is? Yeah, that's one. That one's peanut butter and jelly. That one's chocolate and banana.
Oh my God, this is to die for.
Let me have the bacon. I just want to taste the bacon.
Just a little.
Oh my God.
But Brett, what do you do? What would your solution be want a little bit. I don't want all of the whole thing.
You say to the person or people in the room, I only want to try half. Would you like to split this one with me?
Okay.
And then you do it right then and there. If it's your family, it's one thing. But if you're in a work situation or something like that, it's, I want to split this. Do you want to split this with me?
Okay.
Or you take
it. What if they say no?
Then you take a whole donut, eat what you want, and then take the rest, or throw it out, or take the rest home.
Right.
But don't leave the orphan half behind.
Don't leave it there. I don't know how you separated it. I don't know what you did. Did you take a bite and eat half of it, and then put the rest?
But I did it carefully, because I just used my teeth. I didn't use my lips.
Here's the thing.
It's okay. And here's why I agree with him 100%. Ted's not the only Ted in this building. Do you know what I'm saying?
Like, Ted's
not the only animal that works in this building.
Everybody's got a little bit of animal.
So, I mean, Brett could be right. We have no idea if they're just using their teeth and ripping and tearing and then putting them back in the box.
Right.
You would like to think they're not, but you don't know.
Right. They could have taken bites close to the half mark and then just used the knife to cut off right behind the bites.
Right.
Where they think the line is okay, but maybe their lips or their breath or their spittle jumped over the line and hit the other half.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's not obvious afterwards.
Hey, listen, if there are any entrepreneurs in the listening area, look into those Duck's Donuts. I am not making a dime off of this. I have no vested interest in it. But Jesus Christ, those donuts something else, man. And it's a franchise kind of thing, so.
What is your take on that then? On the ducks, and there are other places that do that where they put, like, I know you're not a fan of the Bloody Mary with all the stuff on top. So with a donut, right. With all, like, there's fruity pebbles and there's bacon. And
well, that's fine. It's just a different flavor of donut. It's not taking something that doesn't need food inside of it. It's not taking something I drink and put food inside of it.
What about the one I showed you the other day? It was awful.
It's terrible.
Monica.
This is over the top.
Do you remember Kim Guthrie, our old leader in chief,
big boss.
The big boss lady. She, I guess, was on vacation with her family, and she has like a little, I think it was in her Insta story or something like that, and she's got this Bloody Mary. She's with somebody who's got a Bloody Mary, and all of a sudden, they just pull a hot dog what appeared to be a hot dog out of the Bloody Mary. Like, it was in a pint glass, so all you saw at first was like the tip of whatever this thing was, and then they just grabbed it and just pulled the whole thing out. And I just sent her a message. I'm like, for Christ's sake, please tell me there wasn't a hot dog in that Bloody Mary. She's like, it's some type of sausage, don't you know? We are, like, they were in Minnesota or put something along those lines. I'm like, man, okay, that's overkill.
Isn't she a Minnesota/Iowa person?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Iowa, too.
Well,
right?
She's so from Iowa.
Good bratwurst, and good then,
she's from Iowa? What the she, crap?
Yeah,
she was a weather person there.
She was from Iowa. No, she was from Iowa and then went to Wisconsin, I believe, where she was the...
Oh, Wisconsin,
right,
see?
And then he was a program director in Minnesota, something along those lines, because he was in radio. And then, her career took off like a bat out of hell, and he got to be stay-at-home dad and reaped all the benefits.
Mm.
The dream.
Oh, good for you.
And the coolest guy, you know, just the coolest guy to sit and have a couple of drinks with.
Yep.
Good news. There are Duck Donuts locations close, but not super close.
Like Witcher,
Fort Myers and Naples.
That's a hike.
Yeah. So
that's about 2 hours from Tampa.
There's hope.
There's hope. Yeah.
Listen, you have people in St. Pete who won't even come to Tampa over the Howard Franklin Bridge. They go right. Fort Myers.
Right. So at least you don't have to travel to New York or California.
But I'll tell you what, I can't see those places. Every time I go to this one place, there's always a line.
Mm. And donuts, though, I don't understand. I'm not saying they're not good, but you can't have a
right,
line.
But that's the thing, right? It happens for chicken sandwiches. It happens for, it depends, whatever it is. You can get a line. I was in a line yesterday for a slice of pizza because this place was new and has a hot reputation going. And I was standing with holding the door open outside. I've never done that in a pizza place. No, the place was buzzing.
I would leave.
Buzzing. I waited. I went there specifically to get it because it was new.
Was it worth the wait?
Yeah, it was, actually.
Okay. Well, then, hey, listen.
Yeah, the penny ale vodka
slice. What would you wait in line for? Because it's not going to be donuts. Like, I'll wait in line for something, but it ain't going to be.
Apparently, I'm going to be waiting in line for the new Star Wars. What is it called? The Galaxy, whatever the, I don't know, whatever they did over at Hollywood Studios.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be waiting in line for that.
Like, your son wants to go?
We're going next month.
Nice. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Get your fast pass. Go.
They don't do them.
I thought they did.
They're not doing them right now for anything because they're not working at full occupancy.
Nothing will go fast.
But my buddy was just there. My buddy was just there, and he said it really wasn't bad at all. He said the longest line he waited on was 40 minutes for anything.
Mm.
Okay.
So that's not horrible. And that was for the Avatar thingy.
When was this? Was this when they weren't letting everybody in?
That's still that way.
It's not full capacity yet?
No. Universal is. Disney's not.
Can't believe we're going to Disney. Ugh.
My kids love... You know what's funny? This was not my idea. And I understand what you're saying. I happen to love Disney, but I was just like, Disney in August right now, not my idea of a good time. But we have some time coming before the end of the summer. And I said to the kids, I go, what do you guys want to do? And it was the first time I saw my kids working together.
And it came to one agreement on one thing?
Work together. And they decided that's what they wanted to do.
Or there are other options.
My wife was down with it. And then I said, okay, you guys find where you want to stay. Find where you want to eat. Find the whole thing. And it's just to see my kids working together, I'll do whatever the hell they want. Awesome.
When we went to Disney, Kelly used to geek out like that and actually plan the trip. So that each day, we'd be like, all right, where are we going today? And she would lay out exactly what we could fit in each day and where to go.
And they were doing it together. It was awesome. And I was like, okay. And you know what it is too, Monica? I don't got to think.
Yeah.
Now that sounds like you.
They're all into it. I happen to like it. I don't have a problem with it at all.
Yeah, so don't make me figure it out.
Other than going in August.
Yeah.
Where I know every day we're going to be get hit with a half hour, 45 minutes of sideways rain while I'm on a line outside and then go into a very air-conditioned place.
And by the way, you paid how much money to sit and stand in that rain sideways and standing in line. Families are weird, dude.
Drenched in sweat.
But you know what, man? If that's what they wanted to do, like, they hadn't been in a bunch of years, and, you know, they...
I wonder what it is about Disney that they want, that they... Like, if they had other options, like, if they worked together, they sat down and thought about their options, and how did they conclude Disney?
We could have done... I told them, I said, the only thing we couldn't... Here, part of the problem is the kids aren't fully vaccinated yet. So as far as travel goes, everything is a giant pain in the ass, except for Florida, which welcomes us all. And that was a little bit part of it. And a lot of it is, I guess, a lot of the country, a lot of places are just full. Just everything is packed.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they wanted to do. They're into it. I'm into it. It's always a good time. I've loved it since I'm a little kid. They love it now. So I'm not going to fight that. By any stretch.
Nothing but fun, Monica. That's all it is.
Monica, I don't know if
you're like dreaming about how much fun it is. That's how much fun it is when you don't go, you know, all the time.
I don't know if you realize this, but there are millions of families in the country, around the world, who happen to love going to Disney World.
You might have noticed how big it is and crowded.
I don't understand it.
It's not like it's some fluke. Like I'm going to like Gatorland USA on the middle of like 41 somewhere between Naples and Fort Lauderdale.
Kids love it.
It's got its own amazing t-shirt shop.
Right.
With one neon green t-shirts.
Disney's for pussies.
Yeah, we have no safety requirements.
Right.
You could be really short and still get on every ride. We don't care.
Yeah. Back to what you were saying before about the Duck's Donuts, and there's one at Fort Myers and one at Naples. Mm-hmm. That's one thing about the Bone that I feel is absolutely remarkable. The fact that that radio signal from Tampa reaches all the way down into Naples, 2.5 hours away, is nuts.
Say it, Roger. Say it's a flamethrower.
Yeah, right. Hot rockin' flamethrowing. 102.5 The Bone. Ooh, there it is, flamethrowing. You heard it.
I bet you Ted would have a whole spiel on it.
Oh, are you kidding me? What's the one he says?
The biggest hot 101.5, like CHR station in the country is Z100 in New York City. And back in the day, remember that? Hot rocking flamethrower from the top of the Empire State Building.
That's Scott Shannon making that up.
Z100.
Right.
Yeah. I think Shannon even came up with that. Yeah, that was the first one, and then everybody else copied Hot Rockin' Flamethrowing.
Hot Rockin'.
What's the one that Ted says, Brett?
Reaches the beaches and rules the pools.
That's it.
Please go on Hot 101.5 and say that just one break. I would laugh my ass off. So speaking of Hot 101.5 and y'all's, you guys up there, did you see your sister station paid off our sister station on their lightning bet?
What was it part? You know, it's funny. Oh, JP noticed it, I think, the other day on Psych, who does the mornings on our sister station. Who they had,
and there's a
they,
check.
Our Hot 101.5.
Yeah.
There was a lightning sticker on the car, and JP's like, why does he have an Islander and a lightning sticker on his car?
No, that was written. No, it wasn't.
I didn't see
a sticker. It was like, you know, when somebody happy graduation, Sally, class of 90, you know, class of 2025, you know.
Yeah.
It was like that kind of stuff. I walked in, I said to Brett, I'm like, what the hell is Psych doing now?
Yeah.
Because that dude, listen to me, that dude will do anything for attention. Anything for attention.
Or ratings.
So I just walked in here and I go, well, that's not working.
He tries.
So
I go,
what the hell is going on now? Did they do a bet with Miguel and Holly? And Brett, who's got his finger on the pulse, knows everything that's going on in this place at all times. I don't know what the bet was, other than I guess they had to take pictures next to his car with all lightning stuff on it.
I wish theirs would have happened, obviously, for Islanders reasons.
Oh, yeah,
because you're a part of it. It'd be great. Yeah. They had to hold up a sign. It was in front of Ray J or Emily saying Tom Brady sucks.
Yeah. That would have been good.
That would have been so good.
Come on. I would have taken all the pictures. I'd have been there with him in moral support.
But instead, we see his car parked out here and the paint on the windows, because I think I said it to Brett as we're walking in. I'm like, what? Did I say Lightning?
Right.
It said, like, go Lightning and then something boat. Like, what am I looking at? And it was just some sort of mix of Islanders and Lightning stuff painted all over his car. So I guess that was his losing side of the bet. Mm-hmm. I don't know what else the bet was, but his car was definitely actually painted on and, you know, on the windows, sprayed on. You know. So he lost that bet pretty solid. All right, well, Roger, JP, it's 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. Just getting rolling on a Friday morning going into the weekend. 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025.
Am I the only one that wants donuts? Can't be.
No.
Hot donuts.
I keep thinking of those peanut butter and jelly donuts we got that one time.
Remember that?
Yes, you are. I want a white claw.
We got them more than once.
Oh, God, mm-hmm. Those were good.
Get them. Why are you guys stopping? You know, there's Postmates. There's DoorDash. There's ways to get them.
Listen, they're kind of far away. At some point, it'll be convenient to pick them up.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be in that area at some point in the next month. So then I'll pick them up for you guys.
$40 delivery charge for a half.
Exactly. God, I love an $18 donut. What's better than that? You want one?
We got a story. There was something in the city where some guy, a DoorDash dude, was delivering to a police precinct, and he got caught dropping his nuts on the food.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, that's right. It was a Chipotle order or something the guy messed with.
Yeah, I'm good.
Jerk. All right, Roger, JP, 105 The Bone, Real Raw Radio.